Next item is conditional use number 1917, Roosevelt Dumond.
Mr. Chairman, I placed a draft motion in front of each of you prior to the meeting. I did listen to Mr. Smith's comments of January 12th on tape. My motion is to recommend denial, but I wanted to make sure that if there was any comments on the motion by the other commissioners before I read it into the record. Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend a denial of CU 1917 for Roosevelt Dumond for a beauty salon, barber shop, and spa, based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant stated that there are no other businesses or commercial uses anywhere in the vicinity of this site. The surrounding areas are residential, agricultural, or vacant. Two, the site has currently three apartments on it. No evidence was presented that there are adequate septic facilities available for the existing three apartments or the proposed salon with the remaining two apartments. This is a significant concern given the amount of water that a successful salon would use. Three, the applicant indicated in his testimony that vehicles would likely have to park in building setback bordering Trussell Pond Road and back out on this road and leave the premises. I am not satisfied that there is ample space for parking on the site, especially once a new septic system is installed. For the proposed conversion of part of existing building on the corner of Trussell Pond Road and Gordy Road to a commercial use poses a safety hazard for traffic, parking, and pedestrians. The applicant has proposed to utilize an existing porch, which is only about 10 feet from the roadway. This, with the parking requirements, will impair visibility for drivers on the roadways and people trying to park. Five, several parties appeared in opposition to the project, expressing concern about its incompatibility with the residential and agricultural character of the area, concerns about traffic and corner visibility, and the septic requirements. Six, there was testimony that there are many vacant properties with a zoning that would permit this type of use in and around Laurel already. And seven, in general, there was not an adequate record supporting the conditional use.
Second. Moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 1917, Roosevelt Dumond, for the reasons and with the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.